at CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. If anybody had their eyes firmly planted on the AFL Grand Final on Saturday night, you may have been caught by a performance of the Cher song Believe. I know I was. It sounded kind of a bit out of place, but it was great.
I think I've probably listened to the DMA's version of this song more than I have the original now. It's time to say good morning to Tommy from the DMA. Thanks so much for your time.
Hi, how you guys going?
Yeah, mate, we are good.
Good morning. Look, the Arias are about a month away. We just wanted to quickly, first of all, say congratulations on the 5 nominations.
Thank you very much.
It must feel pretty good for your incredible third album, The Glow. You've picked up 5 noms. Are you excited?
Yeah, I mean, we've never really been a band that has, like, concerned ourselves with awards and stuff, but I think... you know, it's important to acknowledge, you know, that the achievement of being nominated. So, yeah, we're just thrilled that our hard work being recognised, I guess.
It absolutely has. So we're talking Album of the Year, Best Rock Album, Best Group, Best Independent Release and Best Australian Live Act. It's a bittersweet year, I guess, for, you know, potentially the winner of Best Australian Live Act when we've been a bit dudded when it comes to live music this year. But you guys are just gradually starting to get back into that space. Have you missed it?
Yeah, I have. It's been an unusual year for everyone. I guess we've tried to make the best of it, and we've done a lot of acoustic, stripped back, like, intimate shows in Sydney and also in Brisbane at the moment. So, yeah, we're trying to work around it, but look, it's been difficult for everyone, and I guess I'm just happy to be able to make music, which I feel is helping people out a lot at the moment.
Did you ever think you'd play a gig at the AFL Grand Final?
No, I didn't. I didn't think. I was surprised when we got asked to play, and we were really honoured to be a part of something, you know, so big, and also like such an iconic Australian day too. So it was a great experience, and quite chaotic in the rain and all that stuff. But very memorable.
You've got quite a unique sound. You've been compared to Oasis to some degree, and that's probably why the Poms like you. The first time I actually ever heard you, and it's since become one of my favourite songs in the moment, I heard on UK radio.
Yeah, wow. My family's from England. I grew up, listening to a lot of, Britpop stuff with my older brother. You know, always had Stone Roses and Oasis records, so I've kind of been brought up with that kind of sound, and I guess it's just come through in my music. And we were fortunate enough to support Liam Gallagher last year, and that was also amazing to play with him in Manchester and cities like that.
Back when you could tour.
Back when we could tour, yeah. But hopefully. We've got a tour book there for April, and then the UK Summer Festival. Whether or not that happens, I'm not sure, but I guess you just got to keep, just planning and just going with the flow, I guess.
Did you guys manage to... So The Glow was released globally on the 10th of July, so that's going back a little bit. Did you manage to sort of get the album out before things got really intense here in Australia, or were you still subject to a few COVID delays?
Yeah, we actually delayed our record a couple of months just because of, obvious sort of reasons. We had to kind of make a few adjustments. I do think, although we couldn't, or haven't been able to properly tour the record, I think that, to release new music at this time kind of been a good thing because, there's so many people that are, getting back into their record collections and, people are really kind of diving into the arts, maybe more so than what they were before because there's less distractions, I guess.
It does make sense.
Speaking of not being able to get out and about and do what you'd normally do, who have you been listening to in these quieter months?
I've been listening to The Weeknd's new record. It's very poppy, but... I just think he's amazing, and also Tame Impala's record, and there's an artist called Hatchie from Brisbane. She's got some cool stuff coming out, and so just yeah, just sort of trying to pass the time by discovering sort of new acts as well, like local acts. That kind of thing.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I know it's been out for a little while. You worked with the Presets. Is there anybody else on your hit list that you want to work with in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do some stuff with, the guys from Chemical Brothers. I think that'd be great.
Wow.
But yeah, look, it's always, you know, cool to collaborate with people. Working with the Presets was great, and also Orbital as well, who they did a remix of one of our songs to a kind of a 90s kind of British dance act that are quite iconic. So yeah, it's always good to kind of branch out in that respect.
Well, it's getting closer. The ARIA Awards are, less than a month away now. You mentioned Tame Impala. That's one of the bands that you guys are up against for Album of the Year. I'm sure it's going to be pretty exciting to find out who ends up winning. But you're up for five, so we're wishing you all the very best. What happens thereafter? What's next on the horizon for you guys? Are you already thinking about the next album?
We've got a bunch of acoustics gigs to get done, and then yeah, I think we're going to get into the studio and start writing. And, I think we'll be releasing music maybe sooner than we thought, just because there's not much else to do at the moment.
So well, we'd guess, normally yeah. be welcoming you back down here for Falls, wouldn't we, fairly soon?
That's right. And, like, there was another festival in Tassie that I thought we might be playing. But, the whole festival circuit's definitely on hold at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe sit back and polish your passport for the day that you might be able to use it again.
I will do, yeah.
Awesome stuff. Thanks again for your time, and all the best for the ARIAs next month.
Thanks very much.